And Elon, being Elon, has been quoted saying that this is the smartest AI on Earth, and it would be a direct competitor to ChatGPT and Gemini. So, interestingly, this model leveraged synthetic training data and a self-correction mechanism that allows it to kind of backtrack through any errors. Also, one important thing to note is that it was the Colossus supercomputer with the 100,000 NVIDIA GPUs that X was able to throw up in a crazy amount of time, which blew the entire community away. It was that computer that was used in training this model. What is up, everybody? Welcome to another episode of the AI Marketing Navigator. This is your daily compass in the ever-evolving world of AI marketing. Okay, navigators, back with a short and sweet daily digest for you today. Three updates slash items that I wanted to bring to your attention. One being an announcement from Elon Musk regarding XAI, another coming from Apple, and interestingly about the Vision Pro. And then lastly, I wanted to tune you guys into an amazing educational video on LLMs from one of the masters themselves. So I'll be linking to that in the show notes and touching on that at the end of today's episode. Let's go ahead and get into it. First, XAI is set to unveil Grok 3, the third generation of their AI chatbot, at 8 p.m. Pacific time tonight, February 17th. And Elon, being Elon, has been quoted saying that this is the smartest AI on Earth, and it will be a direct competitor to ChatGPT and Gemini. So, interestingly, this model leveraged synthetic training data and a self-correction mechanism that allows it to kind of backtrack through any errors. Also, one important thing to note is that it was the Colossus supercomputer with the 100,000 NVIDIA GPUs that X was able to throw up in a crazy amount of time, which blew the entire community away. It was that computer that was used in training this model. So if you are an XAI user or have a premium subscription starting tonight, we should have another model to start testing and utilizing in our tool belt. And it'll be very interesting to see if it is in fact going to be a direct competitor to the ChatGPTs and the Geminis. It'll also be interesting to see the ongoing drama between Elon and OpenAI, Elon and Sam Altman, extend into the playing field of actual models, and we'll see if Elon and XAI can contend with some of the heat that has been coming from OpenAI recently. Next up, we have the news from Apple that they are planning to introduce Apple Intelligence to the Vision Pro headsets in an upcoming update. We talk a lot about XR and mixed reality and how that's going to change marketing and change customer experiences. So we're keeping a very close eye on everything that happens with the Vision Pro. And the fact that AI is starting to be integrated is definitely worthy of a bit of conversation. So the update is still going to be pretty early days type thing. Things like the Genmoji feature, the image playground, writing tools. Siri will not actually be receiving any upgrades. Many people have been waiting for Siri to become kind of the AI voice assistant that they believe it should be. That is not going to be taking place here in this update. So again, the rollout for Apple Intelligence in general has been pretty lackluster and a bit of a flop, I think, especially from Apple's point of view. So we'll see if they can continue to stay on top of the hardware race as AI becomes, at least the wearable hardware race for like headsets, for instance, as AI becomes more and more integrated into them and becomes more important to the experience of those headsets. So with competitors like Google and Samsung and Facebook very much well established in the AR and XR space, the mixed reality space, and with superior AI models that will be implemented on those devices, I think Apple certainly has their work cut out for them, but never count Apple out. So as we continue to watch potential marketing applications of augmented and mixed reality, we'll continue to specifically watch the Vision Pro for sure. Okay, last but not least on our super quick daily digest episode today, I just wanted to share with you all a video that was recorded by Andre Karpathy, former co-founder of OpenAI and Tesla AI director. He's a huge force in the AI space. He recorded and posted an amazing video that's pretty long, about 3.5 hours, but it gets into a very simple yet technical explanation and presentation about LLMs for a general audience, as he says. And I am very much going to be working my way through it when I have the time, but I think it's probably an incredibly valuable video as far as just general learning what's really taking place behind this LLM software. I've seen some very positive comments about the information in that video on the socials cut here. So Karpathy talks about the type of training and the post-training and pre-training that these models undergo, the fine-tuning behind them, the things like reinforcement learning from human feedback, RLHF, And he also speaks to some limitations of the model, as well as mitigation strategies for hallucinations and dependency on tokens, and just some of the unpredictability in LLM performance. So many hugely insightful bits of information and knowledge on LLMs from someone who would definitely be on the Mount Rushmore of AI and LLMs at this point, Andre Karpathy. So don't miss it. Linked in the show notes. I think the more we can educate ourselves about the actual technical specifications and requirements and operations and just some of the theories and concepts behind these tools, the better we'll be at using them. Who knows? Maybe you guys are just happy with the results of these tools and you don't care so much what's going on under the hood. I completely understand that as well. But I wanted to share this video just in case there's anybody out there who wanted to do a deep dive and go on the deep dive along with me and learn some more about LLMs. Okay, that does it for today's episode. If you enjoyed the show or found it useful in any way, please do me a favor and follow on Spotify or subscribe on your podcast platform of choice. A review on top of that would be even more appreciated and is so super helpful to the show. Also, if you are watching on YouTube, make sure to hit that subscribe button and turn on all notifications so you get notified each day when our episode drops. Until then, and as always, thank you so much for joining me, and remember to stay curious, stay consistent, and keep navigating forward. Bye.